The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. After Jesus had revealed himself to his disciples and eaten breakfast with them, he said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." He then said to Simon Peter a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him a third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was distressed that he had said to him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Amen, amen, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." He said this, signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. And when he had said this, he said to him, "Follow me." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good afternoon, brothers and sisters. Welcome, welcome, everybody. Listen, word now today about the power of God's providence. Don't you worry about a thing. Don't you even worry about your own faults and weaknesses. Because in God's providence, he can make it all work for the good. Nothing's ever wasted. What you just heard here, this little dialogue between Christ our Lord and Simon Peter, might be the most honest conversation in all the Bible. Three times, let's recall, three times Peter had denied Jesus on the night before he died, that first Holy Thursday night, and he did so warming his hands by a charcoal fire. And now, three times, Jesus again asks Peter, "Peter, do you love me?" Once again, while he was warming his hands by a charcoal fire. It's the only two times in the entire Bible that you ever see anybody anywhere near a charcoal fire. It was deliberate. A deliberate reference, a threefold pledge of love for his threefold denial. Unfortunately, the most important word of all is lost in translation. What's the most important word of all in this whole reading? The word love. Because in the original Greek, there's two different words that are used for love. Right here, there's the word agape, which I'm sure you've heard before. That's the word that describes the highest, most perfect love of all. Think of the love that one friend has as they lay down their life to save the life of somebody else. That's agape. Second word for love that's used here is philia. Philia is the love of friendship. It's greatly good, don't get me wrong. It's just that it's far from perfect. And so two times Christ our Lord turns to St. Peter and says, "Simon, son of John, do you love me with a perfect love?" And Peter answers back, "Lord, you know that I love you, but my love is far from perfect." For once in his life, Peter is unabashedly honest, right? No more bragging, no more posturing, no more grandiose promises of following him until he would lay down his life in exchange for our Lord's promises that he knows that he won't keep. But rather, a humble, sober assessment of his own human weakness. "Lord, my love is far from perfect." So can you understand now a little bit more why Jesus chose that guy to be the head of the church? That's something that we can all relate to. And you know, there's a lesson in that. And the lesson is, when you talk to the Lord, be unabashedly honest. In your prayer, he already knows you anyway. Don't posture. Don't say things you think God wants to hear. You only make yourself look like a bigger fool. Whatever it is that you know you lack, ask God to give it. Feel the Lord asking you to do His will in your heart. You say, Lord, I don't have the strength to do what you're asking. You give me that strength. Or here's an even more common one. People will say, Lord, I don't even have the desire to do what you're asking of me, but I will do it if you give me the desire. Lord, you give me what I lack in my heart, because if you don't give it as a gift, I'll never have it. You know what happens as a consequence of that? Our Lord meets you right where you are. Just like the third time Jesus asks Peter, do you love me? He asks Peter, do you love me imperfectly, Peter? Peter answers back, yes, Lord, you know all things. You know that my love is imperfect. And our Lord accepts Peter right where he is. Come follow me, he says. But before he says that, he tells them that what's now imperfect is going to be made perfect in God's time. When you're old, you will stretch out your hands and someone will dress you and lead you to where you do not want to go, signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. Peter's not quite ready yet, but he will be. God will provide what he lacks. He will make perfect what's now imperfect, and he'll do it with you too. It's been said that, you know, God loves you immensely, but he loves you too much to leave you the way you are. He's going to lead you just like he led St. Peter. If you, like Peter, will heed these two most important words of all, follow me. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us to do just that. Pope St. John I, pray for us.